Faith, yes?
Mr. Robert Anderson on 9-0.
We've got the votes and we've got our rule. Now, the whole question is whether we stay over tomorrow or not. And the Halleck hadn't made up his mind, and he's kind of pouting around. And I got a memorandum last night from the Secretary of State, and it shows, and I'm first, there are no funds herein provided, so it, the amendment amounts to nothing. The Comptroller General would so hold. And the only thing is we can't bring it up for a day because we got to have a two-thirds if we do it, and we'd have the two-thirds, except the snow's in, and they got 25 or 30 members that started flying down, had to land at Philadelphia and stuff like that. Now, he's going to keep us over an extra day and make everybody nearly miss the Christmas. But that's about where it is. And I've gone back. I thought you ought to know it. I don't know what else can do. I'll make a statement signing the bill. I thought you might tell him this. Say, now listen, you're not doing yourself a damn bit of good here on this thing, because whenever any foreign policy appears to be partisan, it's bad for the country and bad for the world, whether it's you or Johnson either. Now, Johnson's not any more anxious to be communist than you are, but we've never had a law against non-strategic sales of stuff. And the whole question involved here is whether the wheat that's rotten in and we're paying storage on can be sold for cash. And they're going to have 6 and 12 and 18 months if they use the Export-Import Bank, that's all. And we don't think they're going to use it because they don't want to pay the interest. So this is a big fight about something that ought to, if you want to fight about something, why, you can fight about how much aid to India. But not on something that that they're not going to use in the first place. And second place, they do use, he won't exercise his authority. He's told me, I made the same suggestion to him. He's assured me that he's going to say that he's not going to exercise his authority until he has a recommendation from Secretary of State, Defense, and Treasury. And that'll let you off, Charlie, and you can just say that you've talked to the President and asked him about how it's going to work, and he's told you this, if he wants to call me. And that gets you off the hook and get you all home for Christmas and keeps you from getting mad.
Let me ask you, has anything been said up to now?
I can't hear you, Bob.
Has anything been said up to now about this recommendation that the Secretary of State, Treasury, and Defense come into it?
No. No, I had a memorandum prepared by the Secretary of State last night in which he said, nothing herein can be used, and I pointed out that there's nothing in here anyway. It's all appropriate in 45 by 7.
Ms. Famer?
Ms. Famer, a few minutes ago, the President asked for Speaker McCormick.
Excuse me.
The President would use his authority after he got a memo from the Secretary of State, Defense, and Treasury.
Yeah. Well, you see, what I was trying to do with Charlie yesterday, but I didn't tell him I talked to you.
That's right.
Give him something that he could suggest.
That's right.
And he thought this was all right.
I'll just call him and tell him that you have talked to me, and you told him that's the wise way to act, and I said, well, that's the way I would act, and he, Charlie, can say that I talked to the President this morning, and I called him. And I said, now, Mr. President, there's a question about funds in this bill. And he said that he didn't think there were any funds in the bill. But I said, well, now, before you do anything like this in the national interest, when we're out of session or when we don't know about it, I'd like to see the whole government unified. And I know that you'd notify me in Dixon because you always do it anyway. But now, Mr. President, would you do it after the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and Secretary of Treasury, and tell him that the President will say that he thinks that's a hell of a good idea and he'd be glad to do it.
I'll do it.
And I think I'll do it. Now, you know, I've got all the headlines. Well, just a minute, I want to read them to you. The headlines are the 98 instead of the 100 and, what was it, 105 or something? It's 107.9 last year.
Yep.
The New York Times, that's the NOA, New Obligation Authority. Under the plan that you talked about, I followed that through. Under the plan you talked about, they have new obligation authority that may be over several years. In other words, you and Ollie may have new obligation authority this next year for $180,000 because $110,000 of it is a house that you're buying. But you don't get over half of it built, so you don't have to have expenditures of but $90,000.
Yeah.
So here's what the headlines say. Budget sets $11.9 billion deficit, total $98.8 billion. Half to FAFSA criticism voiced. Demos low, GOP hits budget of 98.8. That's the Austin American, the first in the New York Times. Dallas Morning News. JFK submits budget of $99 billion. That's a banner. Budget admits Federal Center. Record budget $99 billion. That's Chicago Daily Tribune. Wall Street Journal, Kennedy's $98.8 billion. That's the headline. Kennedy urges $98.8 billion budget. Record $98.8 billion budgets requested. Now it's true it's gonna go through 100 on expenditure. Budget calls for 98.8. That's the Washington Post. The Evening Star, 98.8. Record budget. JFK asked $98.8 billion, including pay raise for every federal job level. Now that's what they are. Now our NOA would probably be between 106 and 107, but it's going to run $4-5 billion more than our expenditures. And the only way that we can get it down is we can take some obligations. Obligational authority do we have had, for instance, for other veterans' purposes, and use that obligation authority to take care of some of the things we're planning next year. Now, my judgment is that you ought to do that. But I'd like to you talk to the director of the budget, and they'll charge it with being a gimmick. But we can pull down the obligational authority some that way. Now, wait just a minute. Kermit, you tell him the Veterans Administration illustration and see if he thinks that would bring us criticism. Mr. Secretary Anderson. Here's Kermit Gordon, director of the budget.
Mr. Anderson? We've run through in the budget this morning all of the carryover obligational authority of prior years which remains unused. Now, as you know, there are a number of these accounts in which obligational authority has been made available in prior years and which we are not using and for which there is no likelihood that we will use it. For example, in the Treasury Department, as I remember, there's something like $250 million of civil defense loans. We've made no loans out of that fund. And if you look through the budget, you find in Agriculture and Veterans Administration, Defense, and elsewhere, a prior year obligational authority, which is essentially unused and for which we see no present need. Now, the question is, we could, of course, recommend to the Congress that this prior year NOA be, in effect, reallocated, be transferred to finance 1965 activities. I would regard this as verging on the so-called budget gimmick, and I'm a little unhappy about it, but it could be done, and you could get something like $2 or $3 billion of NOA by this device. I'd appreciate your reaction to the propriety of this kind of step.
Well, I think the President and you have to do what you think is wise. That's going to. Comes out in a figure which is desirable or not desirable, you still have to do what's best.
Yes.
Now, the thing that I was saying in the presence yesterday that I think we have to do.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well, Mr.
I think
yes.
We have two problems.
Yes.
As far as the public is concerned. Number one, when you send up this budget, the real problem is going to be the NOA. I mean, that's going to be the new.
Can you tell me your reasoning there, Ms. Secretary? The our impression in the past has been that the public is focused almost exclusively on expenditures. Of course, the Appropriations Committees obviously do pay attention to NOA.
Well, the reason that I was under that impression is because I've been to these news conferences, and everybody says, how much does the President ask for this, and how much does the President ask for that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Always the NOA.
That's right.
Now, in June, your problem is completely different because then you're talking entirely about expenditure. So you've really got two problems. One is the NOA, which comes up in January, and the other is the expenditure this balance out in June.
Yes, yes.
Just how they're going to treat it this year, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. After the president raised this point with me, we went back and looked at the way the press treated the 1964 budget, as the president just indicated. And in every case, the focus was on three things.